this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of DeKalb Central Schools in Waterloo, Indiana, where their central office is, Steve Teeters. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence. It reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Steve Teeters. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No, it, beautiful day up here in Wawa C. We're at a actually at our district meeting. You and I are sitting in the bride's room just so people can get a visual. It's my first time in a bride's room recording this podcast.
This is a first for me as well.
Tell us about DeKalb. I know your central office is in Waterloo, but you encompass a greater space than that.
Yeah, geographically speaking, we're a rather large district. We expand throughout much of DeKalb County. Our headquarters, our central office is Waterloo, but we expand down into the southern parts of Auburn and Jackson Township. We share a border with Allen County. We go all the way up to Steuben County line as well, and the communities of Ashley and Corona. So, yeah, we're a rather large district as far as geographically speaking.
Steve, what brought you to DeKalb Central?
You know, the story of getting to DeKalb Central is kind of interesting. I was born and raised on a farm in a little town called Avila in Noble County, and graduated from East Noble and went on to Ball State University for my undergraduate. I started out as a business major, and I didn't really think teaching was going to be the thing I was going to go into, but had a roommate who was a teaching major and would hear all the stories hanging around with him. And I decided, boy, that sounds like something that is more suited for me than going into the business world. So changed my major and was able to finish out my degree, my undergraduate. And when I went to apply for my student teaching, I wanted to go back to where I went to school. But at the time, Ball State would not allow you to go back to the school you came from.
Sure.
So I applied to all the surrounding districts, DeKalb being one of them, and I was fortunate enough to get selected to go and do my student teaching at DeKalb Middle School in the fall of 1992, and I've been there ever since. Hmm. So it's really
You spent your whole career at DeKalb Central.
My entire career. I tell people I was born and raised professionally at DeKalb, from student teaching. I then filled in for a couple teachers who resigned at semester to finish out that year. I got a job teaching social studies in middle school. I'm an old history teacher and did that for about 8 years. I coached everything under the sun. I was a yearbook sponsor, did basically everything I was asked to do. And
that's
then
right.
some.
That's what young teachers do.
That's right. coached basketball, football, track and field, just did a lot of different things, and was fortunate enough to then go from the classroom as the assistant principal and the athletic director.
Did you know that you wanted to get into administration?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It was really by happenstance. It's a great story. And my first superintendent was Dr. Keith Perry. I have a lot of respect for him. He was a great, great leader of our district. And he was in the middle school. I was walking in the hallway and our paths crossed. And he goes, "Hey, Steve, good to see you." He goes, how are the classes going for administrative license? They're going great, you know. And I passed and I went right to my principal's office. A great mentor of mine who hired me, who had faith in me, Tom Sanborn. And I said, "Tom, hey, Dr. Perry just stopped me in the hallway and was like, how are your classes going?" I go, "Tom, I haven't started any classes." He goes, "Well, you better take that as a hint." So I took that as a hint. I enrolled at IPFW, Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne at the time, and was able to finish out my administrative degree there. And I was fortunate enough then to slide into a role as assistant principal and athletic director at the middle school and served in that capacity. I tell people I beat that role to death for 9 years, but I've learned a lot.
We've interviewed other superintendents who also served as athletic director, and I did too for a 5-year period of time during my career. And I often say that was one of the hardest jobs I ever had.
Yeah.
Because everything's emotional.
Yep.
Right? I had a superintendent on a recent podcast just say, but that was also the job that prepared them best for the superintendency because everything is emotional.
Yeah. You deal with so much conflict. And again, most people are in brainstem mode,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You're dealing with the emotions of the moment. You're dealing with their children.
Yes.
And they're just it. They see things a little differently than maybe the clear lens that you're looking through.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good time. And actually, our middle school conference, there's so many other colleagues who were assistant principal and AD at that time. I was just joking with Ken Folks.
Uh-huh.
As he arrived, we were both assistant principals and ADs at the same time. And so many of my colleagues in that role have gone on to be superintendent. So
then did you move into the principalship in the same building?
I didn't. I kind of thought maybe that would be the plan. But at the time, the superintendent at the time, Dr. Sherry Great, saw potential in me and thought it would be a great idea for me to go to the elementary world. And so the 5 greatest years of my career – principal at James R. Watson Elementary is where my children went to school. I spent 1 year with my son, who was a 5th grader there, but that was an absolute joy, and I was literally a stone's throw away from my house. It was the greatest commute for a 5-year period of time that I could ever ask for, and a wonderful school in the middle of Auburn. The greatest 5 years. That really helped me. I was more secondary. I coached high school. I taught or middle school. I was the AD in the middle school. But that 5 years in the elementary, that was the rounding out of just me having an understanding of the elementary world. And I'm not saying I mastered it by any stretch in 5 years, but that really allowed me, I think, to grow from there.
As a secondary person myself, that was probably one of my greatest challenges as an assistant superintendent was learning the nuances of elementary scheduling and elementary programming and how elementaries work, because it is vastly different than the secondary schools.
Yeah, and the biggest change that I saw in the elementary world, in middle school, when you have students that struggle and there are challenges and they've been identified with special needs or whatever, the parents are with you typically. It's been a long road for them. It's been years in the making. At the elementary,
Brand new.
It's news to the parents. Yeah. You talk about the emotional roller coaster that is, those conversations, or when parents see their children struggle and they can't help them. So it's humbling, but it's also, it gives you that great sense of we've got to do whatever it takes to help this family.
So you have this great 5 years as an elementary principal, loving what you're doing.
Yeah.
What caused you to go to the superintendent's office?
Dr. Sherry Great taps. And I told her at the time, I'm like, I was 17 years at the middle school in various capacities. I went to the element. I said, if I spend the next 17 years here, I can retire a happy guy, especially after I spent some time.
Yeah.
5 years into it, taps me on the shoulder, said, hey, our assistant superintendent was leaving. And she asked me about interest in that role. And of course, my superintendent, you know, I respect Sherry greatly.
Yes.
And was able to take on that role for 2 years.
So. And then she leaves for Westfield, Washington.
Yeah, she guaranteed me, I think, 5 years. I think I said, you gotta give me at least 5 years to figure some things out. So I got 2.
Yeah.
But those 2 years were extremely impactful, and to learn from a leader like Sherry was, you know, so valuable for me stepping into the role as superintendent, finishing my 10th year as superintendent, my 34th year overall at DeKalb Central Schools. I'm just humbled and extremely fortunate to be at DeKalb for as long as I've been, because I know that's pretty unique, especially in the field of educational leadership.
You mentioned your children in the school district. When you go to an event, can you just be a dad?
Not ever. and that's probably the conversation I have with our administrators, even our board members. You know, when you take on the title of administrator or school board member, yes, you're still that parent, But when people see you, you're going to be that school board member,
yeah,
or you're going to be that administrator or that superintendent.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you can never truly, you never take that hat off, but you, there's probably a bigger hat to the, in the eyes of the community mm-hmm. that you're wearing at that time.
You've been there 34 years, you said,
yeah.
in DeKalb. When you think about, people clearly know who you are. They've known you as a teacher, a coach, an administrator at the building level, an administrator at the central office, now superintendent. But for those who don't know you, we sometimes start our meetings with this prompt. If you knew me well, you would know. And maybe some of the people even in your own district don't know something about you. But if we knew you well, what would we know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think what I would tell people, and I think people would have a hard time believing that superintendents could be introverted, but I'm an introvert. I don't seek the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
I do lead from the front, but I really want to see others shine.
Yeah.
We're a district that values Clifton strengths through Gallup. And so we really focus on our strengths. And one of my top five is developer.
Mm.
And I really like to see others develop and grow mm-hmm. in what they do, whether it's a leader, whether it's our food service director, whether mm-hmm. it's our transportation director. I really want to see them take that lead. I want to hire them to do the job, and I want them to do the job and yeah. stay out of their way.
Because if you wanted to do their job, you wouldn't hire them.
That's right.
You do the job yourself.
I got enough to do.
This takes me back to, you mentioned a couple mentors along your way.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you have now taken on the role of being someone's mentor, that you are truly trying to develop that next layer of leadership for your school district and have that team all set in place?
Yeah, you know, that is over, you know, last July, I hit the rule of 85, and I've never really thought about retirement, but when that hits,
there's a different feeling.
It's in your mind, it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to be here forever, and I need to think about what's going to be left behind, and I love DeKalb. It's offered me and my family a great opportunity. My three children have gone mm-hmm. through K through 12, and have had great experiences, and we're fortunate enough to have them all relocate right back home after their secondary schooling. And we're very happy with that. Three grandchildren that are just awesome. And I was formed today by my wife that we're having a sleepover tonight. So I can't wait for that. Our little 5-year-old, and she's actually in one of our buildings.
Oh,
so
fun.
I get to see her in that capacity. But there's no question that we've got some great internal administrators mm-hmm. that I see are extremely valuable mm-hmm. in what they do and how they lead, and having those conversations mm-hmm. and making sure that I'm walking alongside our school board so that they understand that, hey, these are some of the thoughts I have in mind. Give me your, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
What's your feedback on these types of things?
We see more and more school boards who are going internal because there's a value of knowing the community and knowing the culture, and especially when things are going well. Shifting gears just a little bit, I know our time's getting close, but I want to talk a little bit about you and how you keep balanced, how you kind of keep your mindset fresh and strong for your superintendency. You mentioned that you have three grandchildren in the community. They're coming over tonight for a sleepover. That definitely is going to be an escape for you because you can't be worrying about anything
right.
but those three grandchildren
and
making sure they're having a great time at Grandma and Grandpa's house. But when you want to get away, because in your community, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
You can't go to the grocery store, to church, or anywhere else without people knowing that you are the superintendent. So when you want to get away, where do you go? What do you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we lived in Auburn for 26 years. We've only recently moved out of Auburn,
Beginning of the transition.
Our retirement
yes,
home
yes.
kind of became available sooner than we thought, but we felt like we had to go for it, and
yeah.
by some stroke of luck, we got it.
Good.
So I love being home. I love being home. I love staycations.
Mm-hmm.
We do like to get away. My wife loves the beach. So
yes.
if we're going on a vacation somewhere, there had better be sun and there had better be
warmth and sand.
A beach somewhere that she can hang out at. So That's extremely important, but I love being home,
yeah.
and I love being around family. So we have a lot of family get-togethers, family time. Family is extremely important. I came from a large family.
Mm.
I'm the fifth of six children, and my mom still lives on the family farm that I grew up on, and so we do a lot of things,
yeah.
and that's close. So
That's wonderful.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Steve, as we get ready to wrap this up, the question that I always ask every one of our guests, when you think about leading with excellence, and we've talked about your leaders internally and the chance you've had to develop those leaders, but when you think about leading with excellence, especially in the context of public education, what does that mean to you?
When I think about that, it's about being present. Mm-hmm. It's about being present, showing up every day, being present, being an active. You can't, as superintendent, your time is pulled in so many different directions. And the one thing that I will sacrifice are maybe coming to professional meetings if I need to stay back in the district and be in a building or be at an event.
You know, that's your priority.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. And I think being present, and I've got children of children that I had in class. So that has turned out to be a great benefit.
Yeah.
They know me. And so when they see me, that's just an extenuation of, or an extension of what they remembered me as a classroom teacher or coach or athletic director or elementary principal. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like you've got to be present. You got to show up. You got to show up. You got to have that positive attitude. You got to be optimistic. You got to just be willing to listen to anyone. And I loved living in the community, and I didn't mind seeing people at Walmart. Now, doesn't mean I didn't throw on a baseball cap and have my sunglasses on. If they could tell who I was through that, then good for them. But yeah. I never minded living within the community. It's been a great ride for sure. And you have some of the best conversations out and about.
Absolutely agree. Some of my best discussions with parents were in the grocery store aisle.
Absolutely.
Steve, thanks for being my guest.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of the DeKalb Central School, Steve Teeters. Steve's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.